Welcome everybody to Lais and
Hi,
the Coach, and we are obviously in a new location.
Yes.
We haven't recorded in a little bit, and honestly, it's been because we've been trying to figure out what we were going to do to make the show a little bit different and where we were going to do it. And we toyed around the idea of redoing our office or doing it in our living room. Like, we've done the show in so many different places.
Yeah.
But what we wanted is to, like, kind of spice it up a little bit and make it more podcasty.
Yeah.
Right? Is that a word?
Yeah, podcasty, like more official.
More official than,
so here we are.
Than all the other episodes we've done. And then yesterday, I think it was yesterday, right? We were talking about doing it here?
Yes.
Okay. So we've been toying with the idea, and we decided that we were going to do it here. And for those of you that are listening to this episode, and for those of you that are watching for the first time, she is Lais and I am the coach, and we are at The Workout.
Yes.
The Workout is our facility in Central Florida. Mm-hmm. The Wall of Transformations behind us is the first thing that people see when they walk in. And I think that if all things play out well, this will be where we do the show. And obviously we have room for guests that can come and sit
I'm
here
excited.
And chat with us.
I like this setup.
So that's where we're at.
Yeah.
We've also been gone for a little bit because we have been launching and producing a lot of different
An
things.
An absurd amount of projects.
Right. We've had immersions. We've had team photo shoot weekends. Like, if you follow our stuff on Instagram or Facebook, like, you've seen all the different things that we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, last week I launched two new programs.
Mm-hmm. We're prepping.
And one of them, or both of them actually, are based around what we wanted to talk about today.
Yes.
Because even though we weren't sure where we were going to film this episode, we were sure about what we wanted to talk about.
100%.
And one of the reasons that we wanted to talk about it is because we interact with so many people, this has been the one common denominator that continues to come up time and time again, no matter what the goal, no matter what somebody's pursuing, whether they're pursuing the stage or they want to lose weight or transform in some way, shape, or form, this comes up often. And I think that anytime we do a consultation with a new person, she does a really good job at explaining, like, why it is that this is happening.
Right.
So,
in terms of, like, our team stuff, you mean, or in terms of, like, the journey?
No. Like, one of the things that you tell people is that they don't have a thing.
Right. So, right, in terms of just adult life
right.
in general. Yeah, I mean, we always use our son as an example, right? Because it's, like, adults grow up and, like, don't have a
I love
thing.
How you said grow up.
Grow up, because it's like, that's relative.
Adults
we get
age.
Older.
Adults age.
We get older, but not everybody grows up. But, and we don't have a thing. And it's like, it wasn't until one of the consultations that we were doing a while back that I kind of said it and I realized, like, holy shit, like, that's true. Because when we are kids, when we are young, we all have a thing. Like, think back of when you were, like, in high school or even before that, elementary school. Like, you're forced to do electives, right? Like, and then you end up in clubs, whether that's a sport, an instrument, the spelling thing that people do, like, insert thing. Like, you are a part of something and you have a thing. And honestly, a lot of times, multiple things,
yes.
right? And like, we see it with Junior, and even when Bree was in school with ROTC and volleyball, and Junior's super into karate, like, every kid has their thing. And then we grow up, and we get jobs, and we get families, and we get kids, and we get responsibilities, and we no longer have a thing. And if anything, work and kids and spouses replace whatever thing we used to have, and that becomes our thing.
That thing that belonged to you.
Right.
That thing that
the
you
thing
did.
That you did for you, that you got to learn something, and you got to, like, accomplish something, and you got to go and do something that was for you, right? And kids and work and spouses and, you know, everyday life things, when we get older, become the thing. I remember I used to dance growing up, and a lot of times people would be like, oh, why did you stop? I'm like, because I got a job. Like, I don't think I have time to go dancing. You know what I mean? So it's like, your spare time is now, like, got to be distributed in so many ways. And so we lose that. We don't think that it's important. We think that that something like that really only belongs to that phase of life when we're so young and with no responsibilities. And the truth is that if you really think about it from a fundamental level, like that's why it's there in the first place.
Right.
Right? Like humans need
community.
Community, connection.
A sense of belonging, connection.
Exactly.
100%.
And so we instill that in kids, but then as adults, we push it aside.
Right. And I think over the years, we've talked to a lot of people that even at the most fundamental level will say, I don't even have friends anymore. Like,
yes,
you know, and I think that that has a lot to do with as you evolve, let's not call it like becoming adult or aging. As you evolve and you change, the things that you're pursuing also change.
100%.
And a lot of times.
And you change, right?
Like and you change. Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. As you evolve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think a lot of times the connections that you have or had with the people that were in one group don't translate or transfer into this next phase of things that you're doing.
100%.
And sometimes you lose those friendships or that community because you're moving in a different direction. Or more importantly, because there may not be more in common than the one thing.
Yes.
You know, like she said that she danced when she was growing up. Mm-hmm. I started dancing when I was an adult.
Right.
And I got very into the dance world, mm-hmm. and so much so that it was all that I did. Like, I worked and I danced.
Yeah.
But I went dancing a lot for the community, for the connection. It was one of my favorite things to do, and I loved being able to go somewhere to do the thing that I wanted to do.
Right.
You know, without restriction.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I noticed, right, maybe later, is that a lot of those connections didn't transfer outside of that world.
Right.
So, you know, not everybody that danced wanted to go work out. Mm-hmm. Or not everybody that danced wanted to build a business.
Yeah.
And not everybody that danced wanted to do X, Y, or Z thing.
Yeah.
But everybody wanted to dance,
yeah.
right? So you have the one thing.
Yeah.
And I think that we've in some way, shape, or form, almost tried to build something like that with our team.
100%.
Inside of the journey to getting ready to compete, there are a lot of different layers and a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And it enables all of these people that have this one goal to connect on a lot of different levels, right?
Yes.
Because there's so many things involved in the process to get ready for the stage.
Totally. They're all different. They have different personalities. You know, they have different backgrounds, they have different starting points, they have different reasons why they're doing what they're doing. There's so many differences of who they are and why they're there, but there is this one common goal and journey that ties them all together and gives them the sense of
community. Along the way, there are layers to that that allow them to connect beyond just the working out, right?
Totally.
Because you've got to be into the working out part,
of course.
You've got to be into making sure that you're eating the right way, and you've got to be into posing, and
yes.
you've got to be into the fashion component, and you've got to be into so many different things that you start connecting on all these different fronts, and it breeds bigger connection.
100%. And they connect outside of this too.
And then they connect outside of that because they've connected on so many different levels.
Yeah.
I think that you see connection and community a lot in church.
Yes.
Because
it's such a strong common.
Because you can connect on the one thing and everybody has that one thing in common.
Yeah.
But again, outside of that,
mm-hmm.
then the connections change because everybody's pursuing different things.
Yes. And I wanted to say too, because what you were talking about before made me think of this. When we're young, when we're in high school, when we're even college, your friends are circumstantial, meaning like they're there because they're there. Right? Because they're in your school, because they're in your class, because they're your neighbor, because it's your mom's best friend's kids and you always see them. They're like based on just who's around you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like as an adult, we keep that, but it shouldn't really be that way. Like, we heard something the other day that like your spouse is the only person that you actually get to choose, right? Like, you don't really get to choose your kids. Like, you
right.
made them, but it's like you're choosing this person. And I feel like as we get older, as we evolve, like you said, choosing your people that you're surrounding yourself with is so important, and they're not going to be the same people that you knew in high school. Well, you can't take everybody with you.
But you've seen that it's friends or the family you choose.
Yes.
You know,
and they should be a choice, not circumstantial. Like,
right.
You shouldn't be like, what do you mean? Like, because you just said most adults don't have friends. And if you're watching and you're like, well, I have friends. Like, I'm friends with my neighbor and I'm friends with, you know, a couple girls from high school. It's like, yeah, but like, are you friends because you've just been friends that long or because they're next door to you, or are you friends because you think the same and you exchange ideas and you like to do the same things? Maybe not everything, but you know, are you like connected to them based on some sort of commonalities, or is it just because it is?
And I think honestly, like, one of the reasons that this subject even came about is because even when we first started dating, right? Like, I've always gone to different events to pursue either learning or connection. I've always believed in being in rooms or circles mm-hmm. where people are doing the kinds of things that I want to do, and even at a bigger scale.
Yeah.
You know, because
you've always been that way.
You know, energy is contagious.
Yeah.
You
for
know,
sure.
So I've always done that. But it wasn't until she became a really big part of the business that I started to involve her more in that part.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the events that I went to were fitness related or business related.
And I was neither when we met. I was not fitness. I was not business.
Right. So, but as the businesses have evolved and she's grown as a business person mm-hmm. and a fitness person, then to me, it only made sense that she be listening and participating
and in the room
and in the room in the same kind of things, you know.
Yeah.
And I was certain that she would get something out of it. And
yeah.
you know, sure enough, like lighter fluid on fire, like yeah. you know. And
there's power in being in that energy.
100%. And recently we have been discussing in depth, not I would say more than recently, for a while.
Yeah.
We have been discussing back to choosing what group or what network or, you know, mastermind or whatever word you want to use, we want to belong to or we want to join.
We want to attach ourselves to.
Because we believe that it's important to
surround yourself
with
people.
Again, people that are doing as much as you're doing or greater, so that, you know, you can all kind of like inspire each other.
Yeah.
And that thing, like they say, you're the sum of the five people, right?
Mm.
Or there's so many phrases.
Yeah.
So the abundance of quotes and phrases around the circle that you carry,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But we do firmly believe in that.
100%.
And we've been looking at being a part of communities that are pursuing similar things that we're pursuing, you know, building businesses or fitness or all of it, honestly. Like,
yeah.
we're really looking for is something that gives us a little bit of all of the things that we do.
Yeah, and that we can connect to people who are doing big things, who, you know, strive for a lot of the things that we strive for and who are constantly building and evolving. And, you know, there's power in being in the room, and there's power in hearing people's point of views and, you know, getting people's opinions and just surrounding yourself with certain people on purpose in order to reach.
And a lot of times you go to an event, mm-hmm. right? Like, you go to an event and whatever, it's 1 day or 2 days or 3 days or whatever it might be. And in that moment, you're on fire and you got all these things going on. But as the weeks go by,
yeah.
right, that it starts to fade a little bit.
Back to life.
Because I think that the connection has to be consistent.
Yes, 100%.
You know, consistent connection is kind of where you're going to be contagious.
Insert relationship, right?
Right?
Like, if I only saw you every few months, it'd be very different than if I get to see you and communicate and,
exactly.
and spend time often.
That's probably one of the best analogies,
right? Because you're building that relationship.
So a couple weeks ago, we were chatting because we are looking at different groups
to join
or align ourselves with.
Well, that's a good one, align ourselves with.
And there were like, yeah, I like this, but you know, it doesn't really have that, or I like this, but it doesn't really have that. And at the end, I was like in a lot of cases, I was like, you know what? We should probably just make our own, you know, just do our own thing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it might be the only way that we get all the things that we're looking for,
yes.
right? And that's where the idea of the tribe came out.
Yes! and, so excited.
And if you're on our email list, I emailed about that about a week ago,
mm-hmm.
even though we had been toying with the idea for
so long,
for a bit.
Yeah.
And we've done a lot of different versions of that.
Yes, we have.
In the past.
Yes, we have.
I think our immersion idea
is one
of those, because anytime somebody comes to an immersion, if you don't know what an immersion is, it's a 48-hour private coaching.
Intensive, hands-on.
Intensive, right?
Intensive.
Like somebody comes and spends 48 hours with us working on their process, their goals. Like, you know, they eat with us, train with us, mm-hmm. cook with us.
Go out with us, talk
like
to
all us.
All
the things, right? Without yeah. interruption.
Yes, and it's all about them.
It's all about them, and we have
goals.
2 days that we get to go as in-depth as possible.
And interestingly enough, you would think that if someone's competing or if someone's on a fitness journey, like all they're gonna want is to be like, all right, how do I cook this? Or how do I eat that? And what's the difference between, you know, this label and that label? And how do I train? And how do I fire my shoulders? And it's like, it ends up being actually very little of that. And even though we cover it, but like there a lot more comes up, a lot
100%.
More of what's going on really, like
yeah.
digging deep
and
comes
as,
up.
And because our coaching style is very hands-on.
Yes.
And we talk with all of our clients every day.
Yep.
You know, you start to see that there are things involved in the results that people want that have nothing to do with food and training.
100%.
So it's I think it's unfair to only limit it to
yeah.
calories and
right.
workouts.
Because there's always stuff beneath that. And this, the last few immersions, we've talked about jobs. We talked about, you know, marriages and relationships and family and like so many things that it's like it goes way beyond calories.
We have these automatic lights.
I know. I was just about to ask you, does that look very different? Because I can go turn it on.
No, no. Junior, can you pace back and forth?
Ju, can you walk?
We're live, guys.
We're not
going to
edit. There's our child.
It. Can you pace back and forth?
Can you walk under the light,
so that the
so
lights
turn
are
on?
Because they're automatic.
Walk this way. This way.
There you go.
It's okay.
It'll click on. There we go.
Thank you.
All right, we have lights.
We're back. Anyway.
So
immersions.
So
are...
immersions were one of the things. The style of coaching that we have is another.
Mm-hmm.
But even I think it's been 2.5 years.
Mm.
She launched the Butterfly Project.
Mm-hmm, I did.
Where it was going to be something
yeah.
very similar to this.
Yes.
So I think that we've been thinking about this and toying with it for a really
years.
Long time.
Yeah, a few
and,
years. And we've done a lot of like what I would call segments of it, and now we're kind of just like marrying it all into one thing that we like have nailed the way that we want to do it.
Right. Like we believe that you can move faster and further toward the goals that you're pursuing if you're not doing it alone.
100%.
And
insert goal, by the way. We're not
insert
talking,
goal.
This is not a fitness and nutrition.
Right, like insert goal.
Thing.
Like
this is life.
Whether you want to get on stage, yeah. you want to build a business, you want to, you know,
your
I think
relationships,
that, I think
like
that
anything.
You can move further and faster towards the thing that you want to accomplish if you are doing it with the support of a group, or in this case, a tribe.
Yes.
It's just that a lot of times if you get together with people that are not on the same path,
yeah,
you know, friends, family,
yes.
have unfortunately the tendency to shoot things down or
people,
you know, have
humans.
Negative opinions on things that they're not pursuing.
Things that they can't understand or things that scare them.
Exactly.
You know?
But when you get into a room or a group.
Where the goal is to get better. And
where the goal of everyone is to get better and everyone is there to support everyone because
yes.
they feel the same level of support.
Yes.
Then all things start to change.
100%.
And the tribe is an opportunity for us to be able to go more in depth with a lot of the people that we coach,
yes.
but at the same time, for us to be more open about a lot more things than just, you know, eating and training or some of the things that we talk about on the show.
Yeah.
Because the purpose of that tribe is for everybody to connect in a way where they feel like all things can be on the table like they are there, and have insight and input and experience from all members of the tribe.
100%.
It's just that any group, like masterminds in general, like if you've ever read Think and Grow Rich or any of those books like from the 1930s, like masterminds got their name back then, but they've been done forever. People get together and talk about ideas and strategize and plan.
Yeah.
And it's through those things that things continue to evolve.
Yeah.
And your network starts to, you know, support the ideas and direction that you're going in.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that support, you're able to move faster. Imagine if you wanted to, you know, invent something or build something or do something, but the people in your circle were constantly saying, that's a terrible idea. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't pursue that. That's not going anywhere. Insert, you know, bad opinion.
Totally.
The likelihood of you taking off with it is not great. I'm not saying that it can't happen. It's just not great.
Yeah.
Now, look at the other side. What if you were in a group where you're like, you know what? I have this idea where I want to paint. And everybody's like, you should paint. You should.
And everybody, and those were the first people who bought your painting.
Right.
And
know.
Who, if they have a business, can give you advice on
right.
how to do
or
X,
imagine
y,
you're
Z
like,
thing.
You know what? I want to put water in a bottle. And I think that people would buy water if it was in this bottle.
And it's not just business either.
Right.
Just insert thing. Right.
Or, you know what? I don't even know where to go on a date anymore. Like,
exactly. Or I'm struggling with kids and how to
right.
feel good
so
about
many
the way I'm
things.
Raising them. Like, here's the thing. Like, here's the anchor, I think, for me and I know for you too. Like, we are, even though everybody watches our stuff, like, it is so geared toward fitness and nutrition and competitions and all that stuff. Like, we're firm believers. Like, one of our life mottos is 10 lifetimes in one. And to us, like, if you don't maximize this one life that you have, then, like, what are we really doing here? You know, like,
what are you waiting for?
What, like, life isn't waiting for anybody.
Right.
Not to sound morbid, but it's like, no one knows when their last day on this planet is. And so to not maximize every single moment of every day, just doing the things you love, being with people that make you happy, like, growing, evolving, exploring, like, that's how the competition stuff started, right? Like, that journey for me made me be like, holy shit, like, it lit like a light bulb of like, life can be so much bigger. I don't have to be shy and reserved and insecure. I can be out of my shell. I can talk to a bunch of people and get behind a camera and take a picture and feel pretty and have a great relationship and like parent outside the box and be a business owner. Like, nothing about who I am today I ever imagined, but that was how it all began. But life is so much bigger than fitness competitions, you know, like. And through this process, through that process, everything that I did, like you always say, is a vote for the person that you're trying to become. And it gave me a little bit more confidence into like, well, I can do this too, and I can do this too. But I would have never done any of it if I didn't have like your support in the way that you look at things and in the way that you push and in the way that you support. And I know that that's rare, not because people's spouses don't care about them, but because humans in general are not that evolved. You've always seeked out to do things like this. I never would have. I never would have gone to a seminar to join a mastermind. I don't even fucking read a book. Like, I would have never read, you know? So it's like, and I still haven't, by the way. You don't need to read books. That's why we have him. But I'm saying, like, and then on top of that, you and I have gone through so many crazy things.
Ups and downs.
People wouldn't have even dreamed. Like, when we tell our story, people are going to be like, what the fuck?
Right.
Right? Like, so many of our stories.
So many stories.
And that's just the stories that we have in the 10 years that we've been together. I think us as humans, like, we've paved a very like warrior path, you know, like.
And I think a lot of those experiences, a lot of those stories are what gives us insight,
totally.
Perspective, perspicacity, which is one of my favorite words.
I saw today like this quote that I've seen before, but it was like, wow, like where it was like, you know, mountains are placed there so you can show the world that you can move them.
Yes.
And it's like, that's like been our life.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, there's so much like, perspicacity, is that the word?
Perspicacity.
Perspicacity.
Which is the ability to have perspective beyond the things that you can see.
We are able to look at the world in such a different way because of what we've experienced and who we have chosen to continuously evolve into and become. And we're just getting started.
Yeah.
But it's what a disservice it is to like not share that with other people. And we have. We have like, even though we're just now launching the tribe, like we have been a part of so many people's life-changing journeys, not
100%.
Just through fitness, in their personal life, in their relationship, in business, so much even more recently. And it's
right.
like, that's really what it's about, right? Like, doesn't matter who somebody is, where they're at in their life, like what they've got going on. You might not even know what the fuck you want to do.
Right. And a lot of times
you might be like, I don't even know what's happening, but I'm not good. It's like, great, let's fucking go.
Right. And I think a lot of times even being okay enough to say that out loud or to have that conversation, you need to be in a space where that's okay.
Yes.
And the truth is that the people that are closest to you are the first ones to judge sometimes.
Yes, without knowing.
And unfortunately, a lot of times, even the people that care about you have opinions on what you should be doing based on their own personal beliefs or desires.
Fears.
You know, fears especially. Yeah. And it's hard to be, you know, welcoming of a new idea or a new concept.
Yeah.
And be able to provide insight if you are doing everything from your place of lack or fear.
Yes.
Or just on the narrow things that you believe.
And
you
honestly, know? Worst of all, most people are just going through the motions.
Yeah.
And they don't know why they're not motivated, why they're tired, why they struggle to get up in the morning. Because they'll be like, well, nothing's wrong with my job. Nothing's wrong with my relationship. Like, you're not happy. Like, when was the last time you took inventory of your life and you stopped and you sat with yourself? Right? Because that's a lot of times, like we were having that conversation the other day. A lot of people don't sit with themselves. It's the most uncomfortable thing that anyone ever has to do, is to face exactly how they feel, exactly what they're thinking, and exactly where they're at. Because if you face it, then that means you have to do something about it. And most people are petrified of doing something about insert thing.
Right.
When to me, to us, the most petrifying thing is going through life and not doing anything about it.
Yes.
That is the worst. 100%. So it's like, that's why we're here. Like, that's why we're doing this. Like, it's more than, it's so much bigger than another project. Like, this is a mission, right? Like, this is, there's so much behind it that we can offer and that we want to give to people. But on top of that, when you are in a tribe and you are in a group, then everyone else has just as much to offer as we do.
Exactly.
Because that energy is contagious.
And the tribe is not replacing any of the other things that we are
doing.
Right,
not at all.
It is adding to all the other things that we are doing. Because if somebody has already raised their hand and said, I'm looking to make a change, I'm looking to do something different, I want to change the way I look and feel. It's like, well, what else do you want to do?
Yes.
You know, what else do you want
dig
to tackle?
Deeper. And because, if you don't know, we will be able to tell
because
you.
Because we're in for it. Like, we're all about it. Mm-hmm. Like, those are the things that drive us.
Yes.
And those are the things that we want to be a part of and we want to be connected to and we want to help with.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're watching, if you're listening, if you are interested in something like that, I'm going to put, like, a link with an application.
Yes.
Like, name and email and, like, some more details to be a member of our tribe.
Yeah.
But if you're not, look for something where you are.
Yeah.
You know, all the things, by the way, like everything that we're doing has to be remote.
Totally. Know? It's not local. Like,
right.
It's
like
wherever
it's how you got to live around the corner.
No.
You know?
Yeah. Everything will be done through Zoom and text and phone.
You want to talk a little bit about what we're doing?
And calls. Go for it.
All right. But before I do, like, if you're listening or you're watching and there is something around you that you could be a part of, you should definitely go do it.
You should.
If there is something that calls you,
live
that
a big life,
that,
you guys.
That people like get together and do, like if you like guitars and there's a group of people that share their guitar stuff on a Friday, like you should go do that.
Yeah.
And if you're looking to do bigger things and connect with people that are looking to do bigger things, you should go do that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're looking to do. So really quick, I'll give you a rundown of what we're planning.
I'm excited.
So, like, we're looking at this long term, and we've mapped out 52 weeks, right? Every week, what we're planning on doing is, so number one, we are going to have a private group community page on Facebook because it's the easiest and biggest platform. So in that group, everybody that's in our community would be there, and it would be a wide open channel for you to talk and discuss.
Ask.
And also to be held accountable for the things that you're pursuing.
Yeah.
Every day in that page, we have set up 7 different things that we're going to cover every day to make sure that you are attacking life.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, once a week, we're going to do a live
Zoom
where we're going to interact with everybody.
Yes.
And we're going to, like, I don't want to say teach, but go over an outline of different points that we want to cover and maybe like share, right? Like I could tell you week one, we're going over how to get clear, how to have clarity.
Clarity
is key. Like if you don't know where you're going, how are you going to get there?
That's why so many people are going nowhere fast, because there's no clarity.
So that's where we're starting.
Yes.
And every week we have a different topic like that, right? On Zoom. Mm-hmm. And then quarterly, we are going to have an in-person immersion with our tribe.
Retreat.
Or in-person retreat or meetup or insert name. So from the moment that you become a member of the tribe, you know that in 90 days, we are getting together in person.
Yes.
Because it is so powerful to be in person
room.
And connect. And then we will go another 12 weeks, because once you leave that retreat, you will have a lot of tools, a lot of clarity, a lot of things that will set you up for the next 90 days.
Yes.
And inside of those 90 days, we will continue to meet once a week on Zoom and hold each other accountable and have things that we are mapping out and achieving along the way, so that 90 days from that, we can get together again and revisit all of those things with the same group of people. And you can hold people accountable because you heard them say that they want to do it. And we have the entire year mapped out that way. So every quarter or every 90 days, our group would get together in person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably going to be here.
Lights too.
Because it's easier to plan and coordinate for everyone in an area that we can control.
But we will do some.
But we will
remote.
Do other They're retreats and meetups in different places.
Yeah.
So as long as you have internet access and the ability to use Zoom, you're going to be able to do this.
Life-changing. I'm so excited.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
So there's
Those
going
are
to
the
be,
initial details.
There's going to be a link, if you're watching on YouTube, in the description.
Yes.
If you are listening on Spotify or iTunes, I think that you could link it out. I'm pretty sure.
You're the one that does all that.
I know, but like you could put it out. I just don't know if it links out.
Got it.
But if you are listening and watching, you don't see a link.
You know how to get in touch with us.
Get a hold of us.
Yes.
Also, I heard this week that if you tell people to subscribe, they're more likely to inside of the dialogue.
Oh, okay. Subscribe right now.
Right. Anyway, guys, so we are back and our podcast is going to be really, really cool moving forward.
We have some really exciting guests.
This is the setup that we have chosen. So
do you like it? You approve?
I like it.
It's official.
I think so. I think that we just need something.
Yeah, we need stuff. Maybe we move this.
Maybe our sponsors.
Yeah.
Want product placement
there. Yeah,
right. Why not?
You would want sponsors?
Yeah.
Our current sponsors.
Yeah. We could put them there.
That I agree with.
Okay. So we're going to put our sponsors there. And then the next time that we are here, Lais will be on this side and our guests will be on that side.
Actually, I'm going to be where you are because that's my better side.
Lais will be where I am, and I will be there, and our guests will be there. Unless our guest comes in and says, can I sit on that side?
Oh, hell no, bitch. You're at my show. I picked the side. No, I'm just kidding.
Anyway, guys, so thanks for watching. If any of this
resonates with you, sounds cool, gives you an idea, chat.
You know,
let's chat with us.
Let's chat. Leave us a comment, a thumbs up, or something.
Right.
And like I said, if you are interested in any of the things that we just said,
We are launching the tribe,
and it is going to be epic. And for those of you that are not, then watch. Like,
yes.
You know, hopefully watching inspires you.
100%. Live a big life, whatever that means to you.
I like that. Live a big life. Let's hashtag that.
Hashtag
live a big life.
Whatever that means to you. Because I think sometimes people say that, and it's like, I don't want all that stuff. It's like, it doesn't mean you need all that stuff.
Right. Live a big
What's
life.
What's a big life for you?
I know that we were closing the show, but live a big life is not just, you know, cars and houses and money.
Six-pack abs.
Right. Live a big life could be,
you.
You know, maybe you want a garden. You want to have, like, massive trees and pumpkins. Maybe you want to...
Yeah.
Whatever it means
wanna,
to you.
Maybe you want to run a book club. Maybe you want to...
Right. You know, Bree's into reading books.
Yeah.
Like, she loves intense. Book clubs. It's a community of people that read.
Yeah, you should see that community. No offense.
But
whatever it means to you, live
whatever
a
it means to you to
you.
Live a big life... You should be doing
that.
What
is it I used to tell Brie all the time? I don't care if you want to go, like, live in a surf shop or a cottage or something. Like, uh-huh. What did you used to tell her? Like,
I've said so many things to her.
As long as you're happy.
As
well,
long
like,
as
you
you're happy.
Happy.
Not
complacent. Happy. Are you
right.
Happy?
There's a difference between being complacent and happy.
Yes.
You know, happy you can wake up living in a tent, you know, on the beach. As long as that's the totally. Thing that you're pursuing.
Yeah.
You know, happy you could be living in a mountain by yourself.
You could also happy. Be miserable in a mansion. So what exactly. makes you happy?
Live a big life, guys.
Yes,
live a big I like life. That.
That should be the slogan of the tribe.
Yes.
The tribe. Live a big life.
Yes.
I know. What do we have now? Do more, be more?
Do more, be more.
Yeah.
No, it's if you want more, do more.
Mm. I like live a big life.
Yeah, I like that. Well, you see, guys, things are always changing.
And they're happening live.
Yep. Anyway, thanks for watching, guys. Till next time. Subscribe, thumbs up. Reviews, if you're listening, those are good.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
and true. We will be back next time. Peace out, everybody.